I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And this
is the Eshcast.
This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 499. Sometimes you just have to unplug it from the wall. This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Welcome to a brand new episode of our weekly podcast, Panda.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, that good, huh?
So good, I'm tired.
So good, I had to yawn and let it out. Or something like that, I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
I have way too much energy for not having any coffee today, but I do have some drink in my cup.
I had four cups of coffee, and I don't feel like they've hit me yet, and that worries me because either they will, it'll be a rush of adrenaline explosion, or it will make me super tired, and I'll sleep all day, and I got shit to do. No, I don't get... I don't get diarrhea from coffee, excessive coffee.
I don't either. And what's really funny is, like, well, it's not funny. I think it's probably a little sad, and maybe I should see somebody about it. Espresso doesn't wake me up. Espresso makes me sleepy. Like, I get cozy and comfy, and I just want to take a nap. Is that wrong?
I have the same issue, where I feel like things that should pep me up seem to, like, overly calm me down.
Yeah.
And then...
built different. Built Ford Strong, but I'm definitely built different.
Yeah,
I can absolutely honestly say that. Like, it's very weird. Like, I was in LA. Now it's 2 weeks ago. God, time flies. So I was in LA a couple weeks ago, and I got to hang out with Mayor Young, who is going to be on the show next week because we're doing 500 next week. It's not a big deal.
Wow, 500.
And, like, you know, we're going to have some people on. It's going to be a thing. I mean, you should like, tune in or whatever, download it, save it forever, posterity. You know, 10 years, but...
10 fucking years, dude.
Who's counting? So, I was hanging with Mayor Young, and, you know, we did some karaoke and some sushi and some food, but one of the mornings that I had to get up early... I started the day with, like, a venti. So my drink at Starbucks is a venti caramel macchiato with extra caramel and whip. So it's literally just a big cup of espresso and milk and sugar. Like, that's all it is.
Sugar! Yeah.
So I get it with, like, whole milk, and I just, like, I make them cover the cup in caramel sauce. Then they put the espresso and the milk in. Then I make them put more caramel. Then I let them put the whip, and then they put caramel on top of the whip.
So see, again, all I heard was diabetes, whipped cream, diabetes.
Exactly. I was like, I would like a side of whip with my diabetes, please. And they're like, got you. Now
you shouldn't joke about diabetes because it kills people.
I mean, and I'm going to get it, but whatever. It's on so much in our family, it's like ridiculous. We should just really rename our last name diabetes.
Well,
hi, my name is diabetes, Rochelle Diabetes. But anyway, so California understands extra caramel. Okay. Massachusetts does not. Because, like, I got this abomination. Like, even I was like, whoa, I gotta slow down on this just a little bit. It was so filled with caramel. Like, there was barely any milk, and I'm fairly certain there wasn't any espresso in it. Because, like, walking out of the store, I was halfway through this thing like, ooh. I can see clearly now the rain is gone. And it hadn't even rained yet. So the people that I were with were like, you should probably go easy on the extra caramel out here because they don't play. And I was like, no, you don't understand. My world has changed. I might have to move out here because they get it. So later in the day, I went back and I got another. And usually what I do is I only have one venti in a day. And then the rest of them, if I have any more throughout the day, I have grandes. So that I don't go cuckoo crazy and I don't get the whipped cream on the grandes, right?
Right.
I went back, got another venti. at like noon. So this one, the first one I picked up at like 7:30. The next one I picked up at noon. I picked another venti up at 3.
I'm surprised you ain't dead.
Okay. When I tell you I did not go to bed till 4 o'clock that morning, if you want to call it bed, because I turned right around at 6:30 and was like, that was refreshing. I just hit the day. I was like, I have found the secret. I have found the secret. So California, keep it up with the extra whip and the extra caramel, because I heart you. And also, you really should only have one venti in a day of anything at Starbucks, especially if you're going to put more caramel in it. So, you know, that's my little story. But I haven't had any caffeine today. I might need to change that. But for right now, like, I'm feeling pretty good. Got some good sleep. I finally got rid of whatever freaking nasty viral bug that I had coming back from Miami last week, which sucked. Like, I barely made it through our podcast last week without hacking up a lung. Ended up with a fever, just in case you follow me on social. That's what I was bitching about. And wasn't able to eat, like, food for a while, and now I can. So I was like, put the meat in my face and make me smile, because I had to do a lot of rice last week. And I did a bunch of fish, and I feel really good. I'm thinking that that's what made me feel better, was the fish. So, you know, hey. With that being said, I'm in a good place, you're in a good place. We got games and stuff to talk about. I got some nerdy things that I want to talk about. I'm going to jump right in, because what I had planned to talk to you guys this week about, what I said I was going to talk to you about, was a game called Headlander that was created by Double Fine and released by Adult Swim Games. And I was all set to jump in and play the game finally this weekend so I could talk about it on this podcast. And then I ran into a little bit of a snag, if you will. Perplexing problem. See what I did there?
Yes, I did.
All right. So I turn on my PS4. Now, guys, as you know, I'm primarily an Xbox girl. It's where I live. It's what I love. With the exceptions of Destiny and Uncharted, I pretty much live on my Xbox. So I haven't turned on my PlayStation 4 since completing Uncharted a second time. Because the first time, I ran through it real quick on the easy mode because I wanted to get through all the stories so we could talk about it fast in the podcast. And then I went back and I played it at the normal difficulty because I'm not a punk. I just wanted that satisfaction for myself to complete it on normal, which I did. And I still enjoyed it as much as the first time just blazing through it on the easy. But I haven't turned my PlayStation on since then. Weird thing happens. I go to hit the home button. A PS4 controller, and it's just like blinkety blink blink blinkety blink blink, and I'm like, sup dude, like, you're not turning on my PlayStation. That's weird, but that's okay. I'll get up and turn it on manually. So I shuffle
that's
off.
Fine. I will not be lazy.
Right, I can get off my couch. I have that ability. So off my couch I go, and I hit my button, feeling all accomplished. Because I wasn't lazy and just like, well, it's not turning on. Fuck it, I'll just play the Xbox. So I turned the PlayStation on, and my controller is not lit up. And I'm like, hey, what's going on there, little guy? What you doing? What you doing? And hit it again, and blinkety blink blink, blinkety blink blink, doesn't connect. So now my heart's sinking. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe it's just not fully charged, right? I have standalone chargers for all my controllers, because I don't like to plug controllers directly into consoles to charge. It's just a thing I have. I don't like leaving consoles on for long periods of time. My place gets awfully warm, so I don't need to add any extra heat or any extra difficulty onto the fans that are in the system. So I just have standalone dual controller chargers for both my Xbox and my PlayStation. So I grabbed the other one, and it seems to be fully charged. So I hit the PlayStation button on that controller. Not connecting to my PlayStation.
You were just having all the problems.
Now I'm just like, what the fuck's going on here? So I take to the Googles. To the Googles! Start searching for, you know, PlayStation controller not syncing, not working, blinking lights, all this kind of stuff. And I finally find this thread. And my heart starts to sink as I start reading this thread. Because this one guy was like, yeah, I tried resetting it to the controller to factory, which I didn't even know that you could do, so I stopped there and looked up a video on how to do that, because I can keep my paperwork. I took that thing out the box, and I was like, bye, box! So, looked up online how to reset my controller, which there's a small factory reset button on the back of your controller that you basically just use a paperclip and hold in, and that should restore your controller to factory settings and allow you to resync. Didn't happen. Controller pops back on with just the blinkety-blink stuff. So, I go back to this thread that I'm reading. I try different USB cables, the PlayStation controller uses micro USB cables, and so I couldn't remember if I had any of the original PlayStation ones, but I grab a couple of micro cables that I have, and connect it, start the machine from cold with the controller connected to see if that will do the sync. Not happening. Still blinkety blink blink. So I'm like, well, Jesus. All right. So at this point, I've reset them to factory. I tried resyncing from a cold boot, like, nothing's working, and I'm getting really panicked because it's not working on either of the controllers. And I'm like, it can't be that both controllers are bad, because I got them at different times from different places. One's the one that shipped with the machine, and another one is one that I bought months later from Best Buy. So I'm getting really nervous, and I'm also getting a little frustrated.
Right, understandable.
Like, out of no place. So the fucks are starting to fly out of my mouth as I talk to myself. And I get to this point in this thread, and this is where I really start to lose it. Because this guy's like, I went through and I did all of these things, and finally I got on the phone with Sony, and it turns out it was a problem with my unit, and I had to send the PlayStation into Sony.
Wow.
So now my heart starts sinking, because I'm like, shit, my Destiny's in there, like, both expansions.
Fuck. Not that you've played it in forever.
No, but I might play it when the new expansion comes. I did pre-order it. Let me not lie. So, I did pre-order it. But, like, my light level's, like, so low. And I never even built my Warlock or my Titan up to even getting their third subclass yet.
Of course.
I'm, like, so far behind. I'm hoping when they drop this expansion, they'll also drop, like, that crystal thing that they did when they dropped the Taken King. It's like, here, if you're mad low or you're just starting, use this crystal. It'll make you, like, at least level with most people. And I was like, so I'm hoping that they do the same thing and it'll be like, hey, if you just got this expansion and you're just jumping into Destiny, use this crystal and you'll have all three subclasses. And I can just be like, boink, boink. And use it on my Warlock and my Titan. I did get my subclass for my Hunter, though.
I know you did.
But I never ran that raid. I never ran the raid. I never got, like, the bomb-ass swords. I played other things instead. Overwatch is bae. Alright, so anyway. So my heart is sinking, because I'm like, shit. If I have to send this back, one, I'm going to be without this thing for probably at least a month. I have no idea if, like, something's horribly wrong with my PlayStation, if they just give me a new one. Like, holy shit, that's going to be a whole lot of re-downloading.
Yep. But hopefully they'll make, if that's the case, they'll alert you to that instead of just sending you a new one.
Right, right. But still, like, they'll be like, yeah, so your PlayStation's fucked and we're sending you a new one. Look, that doesn't help me go, well, shit, did I get everything saved to the cloud that I needed saved to the cloud before?
We'll find out.
It's not like I could actually get in because I don't have a controller that works to save anything to the cloud between now and then. Like, see, this is when my heart starts sinking and the fucks just keep flying even faster and faster now and louder and louder. And my dog's just looking at me like, bro, what's the problem? It's Sunday. Chill. So, at this point, I'm freaking out because I'm going to have to send my PlayStation back, and I'm getting ready to call Sony, because I've tried everything that I could think of. And then at the bottom of this thread is this one guy who's like, hey, before you think about calling Sony, do yourself a favor, turn off your PlayStation, unplug it from the wall, plug it back in, plug your controller into it, and turn the PlayStation on. It should resync. And I'm like, dude, like, I already tried it from a cold boot. And I was like, but I didn't unplug it. All right, fine. Fucking, I'll unplug it. You know, because I don't set my PlayStation to do the rest mode. So it does not basically sit in standby. When it is off, it is off. So, right. I'm like, it can't make any difference. Whatever. But I'm going to try it because I want to be able to say that I tried everything when I get on the phone with a Sony person who's going to try and tell me to try all these things. And I'll be like, I'm already did that, but sure, I'll do it again with you while I'm on the phone. So I unplug the PlayStation and I walk in the kitchen and I grab some toast, come back, plug it in, plug the controller in, turn the system on. Damned if the controller doesn't resync. And I looked down, I was like, oh, it's blue! It's not blinkity, blink, blink, blink! Oh, praise, happy day, oh, happy day. Like, I danced, not gonna lie.
That's all right.
I danced.
You do it. You do
I was so happy. I was like, because I, you know, I have done some things to my PlayStation, so I didn't want to undo them to have to send it.
Right? I get what you're throwing down.
So I'm sitting there, I'm like, shit. Well, no, Sony lets you put bigger drives in. So
right.
You know, I put a bigger drive in my PlayStation. But I didn't want them to be like, oh, yeah, the drive was the problem. That's the whole problem. It's the whole problem. So fuck you. Even though it's one of the drives that they say, you know, you can put in. So I was like, oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But unfortunately, I did that and not enough time to actually start playing Headlander. Because the whole point was to jump on the PlayStation and download Headlander and play it. Because I really wanted to play it on a console. I didn't want to play it on Mac or PC. Although you can. You can play Headlander on Mac, PC, or PlayStation 4. Which is really nice. So I talked about Headlander back at PAX East. It, for me, was my top game of the show. Like, it was the surprise one. I wasn't expecting it. It is crazy fun. You know, I've got a lot of love for Adult Swim games, and there's more games that are coming from them that are really fantastic. And when you think about going from, you know, what the hell is the name of that game? Where you're the unicorn?
Oh God.
And it plays that song, the side-scroller one, where you're just dashing.
I don't remember it. I don't remember
but
the name.
But you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes,
And it had two versions of it. Like, to go from that game to what Headlander is like a massive jump from these guys. An amateur surgeon, like, I think I played 1, 2, and 3 of Amateur Surgeon before I finally bounced out of that. Like, they created some really fun, interesting games, but Headlander definitely is in a class its own. It's just incredibly quirky, and the puzzles are not served up on a platter easy. You, as you progress in the game, they do actually get more difficult to figure out, like, how you need to refract things and what robot bodies you need to take over using your disembodied head to actually progress through the levels. And it's very clever, and so I hope, now that I have controllers that will, in fact, talk with my PlayStation, that I'll be able to talk about Headlander very soon in detail. I will say, if you have not picked up the game yet, it is absolutely worth it. Whether you want to play it on console or you want to play it on your desktop, just play the game. It is really fantastic. You will laugh your behind off. And it'll work your skills, too. So what more can you ask for?
Right. I mean, granted, I think from Adult Swim games, when we were at PAX, I remember playing a little bit of Headlander. I really dug Wasted.
Yeah, Wasted.
Which was pretty cool.
Wasted is definitely up your alley for sure.
Yeah. And then there was one that we played where you were that little boy and you had to shoot and stuff.
Yeah, I can't remember what the hell that was called.
But I liked
that. We played
that
after, like, Rain World. And
yeah.
We've been sold on Rain World since, well, you were sold on it before me.
Several packs ago and one B, like, two B figs ago.
But I was sold on it, like, two big B figs ago. So, you know, that's great.
Slug cats, yeah. Forever.
Slug cat. You gotta get that plushie.
Want one. I just can't justify being an adult and buying plushies.
No. Adults have plushies.
I get so much crap for my freaking triceratops that I have.
You get crap for your triceratops for other reasons.
Because I have to bring him on planes with me or I'll die.
Right. See, that's why you get crap for him. Not that you have a plushy triceratops, because he's adorable. But the fact that you're like, I can't fly without him or I'll die. See, that's why you get the crap for it. And that has nothing to do with adulting or not adulting.
I'm just saying, every time I've been on a plane, he was with me and I have not died.
I think that's more about the plane and science and the pilots than your Triceratops.
And the presence of Sam.
Because it's fabric and stuffing.
Like, I have to figure out how I'm sneaking Sam to our honeymoon. Because the fiance, I don't know if he'll be appreciative of me snuggling with a Triceratops on our way to St. Martin.
I'm going to say no. All right, so Headlander gameplay review is coming, just not today, because my PlayStation was like, fuck you, you don't love me, I don't love you, I don't know you, I don't know these controllers, who you is, what's your name? I was like, fuck you, PlayStation, you know me, don't be like this, boo, don't be like this. It's like, nah. Nah, you always on that Xbox playing that Overwatch. I got Overwatch too, bitch. I was like, I know you got Overwatch, PlayStation.
Overwatch but... these nuts.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about Xbox, because I want to talk a little bit about Xbox. I want to talk about so many things, sis. Like, there's so many things I want to talk about.
Then okay? Talk. Like, damn.
I want to talk about what's going on with Pokemon Go. I want to talk about the Xbox S. I wanna talk about why Drake thinks he could take on Eminem.
He can't.
Can't nobody anyway. Take M.
Anyway.
I wanna talk about...
So then let's start from the beginning. So let's talk a little bit about Pokemon Go. Because there might be some people who, one, have no idea what you're talking about in terms of this newness or whatever.
Yeah, so Niantic released an update to Pokemon Go. And we've talked about Pokemon Go before, you know, and I still think that it is a really great game for getting people to interact with gameplay, to get outside. You know, it does encourage people to actively go on walks and somewhat check out their surroundings. And learn
and find dead bodies.
Well, one pair of people found a dead body.
And or to get robbed.
There have been people who've gotten robbed, this is true. And possibly
rape.
But here's the thing. The more news about Pokemon Go is positive than negative.
I agree.
Stuff is salacious, and so it makes the headlines. But there are more people having... and structuring Pokemon get-togethers to get groups of people together to hunt Pokemon together.
Now there's a Pokemon Go date app where you can date while going on Pokewalks.
Hold on. But people are organizing Pokewalks. Like, families are bringing their kids to parks and allowing them to participate. And so people are talking about and sharing the shared love. You know, there was a story of a woman who... said that her son is autistic. He was, you know, fairly high functioning, but, you know, would get very nervous and anxious around people. And because of the Pokemon Go game, when they introduced it and they allowed him to start playing it, he, you know, was able to identify other people that were playing the game because he loved Pokemon. And so when he was out and he would see people playing the game, he would initiate contact with them to ask them, you know, what Pokemon they had, what they caught, like, and it allowed him to connect with people, and that's a very positive thing. So
I'm not saying nay, bro.
For the negative one, and I'm not saying you, but I'm like, for the people who are out there, like, I don't get why people are, like, all up on this Pokemon Go thing, because it is bringing people together and introducing people from all different sorts of walks of life at different stages of life together over a common thing, primarily in a positive way. So you gotta give it up for that. But a couple of the things that I really enjoyed about the game, Niantic has now changed. And they finally publicly said why they made the changes. So if you ever played the game, what would happen is you would have a little indicator on the bottom right-hand corner that will tell you what Pokemon are nearby you. And when you tap that, it had these little footy prints underneath.
For you to track the Pokemon.
Correct. And so if a Pokemon had, like, one footprint underneath it, it was very close to where you currently were. And if it had three, then it was the farthest away from you that it could possibly be. Okay, and so many people use this to physically track down a Pokemon, because if you start walking in a direction and the footprints increased, you knew you were going the wrong way. or if the Pokemon disappeared completely, you knew that you were going the wrong way. There were a lot of websites that were popping up that were helping people to track Pokemon based off of this, but Niantic said that there were a lot of people that were also using those systems to try to brute force in to their servers, that they were using them or trying to use them in a malicious way as far as trying to break into the Apple accounts and Google accounts of people and trying to get at the location data. And so Niantic felt that it was a security hole that they needed to patch, and the easiest way to do it was to remove that tracking piece, because that tracking piece was a public piece. Like, anybody could get into the system, and so they didn't want anyone to be able to reverse engineer that and figure out where individuals based on their device were. I get that.
I get that too.
Okay. Because you do want people to be safe, because there have been stories of people, you know, out looking for Pokemon at night, getting attacked, being robbed, you know, things like that. And you definitely don't want any hack groups jumping onto your servers and being able to reverse engineer and figure out the locations of every one of the players on your system, because you're talking about millions of people.
Right.
So I get it. However, it does make the tracking of fucking Pokemon very difficult, because now you just see, these are all the Pokemon that are kind of sort of in your area. And it's not until you walk in a certain direction and you have to then look at the mini display to see if Pokemon fall off to try to figure out all on your own, oh shit, I'm going the wrong way. So right. It basically now makes Pokemon Go, like, unless you're sitting in a park and you're surrounded by lures, it makes it very difficult to track Pokemon, which in a game that's about tracking Pokemon, kind of counterproductive.
I mean, I also heard that with this, like, I think a week before this patch went through, that they went in there and they completely nerfed Vaporeon.
I don't know about that. I haven't heard about that, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Because he's seriously OP.
Yeah, Vaporeon is serious OP. Like, pretty much every gym that I roll through when I go to work has a freaking Vaporeon sitting at the top of it. So, or at least it did. So I'm guessing that maybe they did nerf Vaporeon, because I know that there were a couple this week that didn't have Vaporeon sitting at the top of them. One of them had a Snorlax, and another one had a Blastoise. So
granted, I have a Vaporeon.
I can't find no fucking Eevees.
You need a lot of Eevees, because you need the Eevee you're going to keep to make whatever, and then, like, 50 more Eevees to, like,
I caught one damn Eevee. Do you know how many beetles I've caught?
Man.
One damn Eevee.
So you need to roll up near my neck of the woods, because every once in a while I'll get, like, two or three Eevees. And I'm close.
I just need to come, like, hang out at your place for a weekend. Because there's, like, no Eevees. There's no Pokemon on my street. I have to douse myself in incense if I want to try to catch one if I'm home.
So.
Because they're all, like, seven blocks away.
You'll have to come up to my place for, like, a weekend. I guarantee you'll get at least, like, three. And I have my Vaporeon. I have my other two sets. So when I get enough Eevees to evolve them, I will have my Jolteon and my Flareon.
Yeah.
Granted, by the time this happens, I'm sure the second season will roll out. And then Umbreon comes into the mix, which is my favorite Eevee evolution. It's the one I want. Granted, I'm sure that probably would mean I have to catch an Eevee at night and then evolve him at night. Because that's kind of how it worked in the game, if you didn't know.
I did.
Yes, Umbreon, you had to have an Eevee, and you had to make him super happy, and you had to make him not evolve until it was nighttime. So there's all this shit you had to do. And my Eevee just always wanted to evolve, and I'm like, no, not yet.
I don't even have, like, people are talking about Master Balls, and I was like, I don't have any of those. Like,
they'll make it easier for you to grab Pokemon that, like, when you see them, like, when their rings are red or yellow, like, when they're harder to catch, Master Balls will make it easier by a certain percentage, which is true for the game as well as Pokemon Go. So if you've ever played Pokemon, then you should have known that. Granted, I can't wait for them to bring out Bug Balls and all of that. But anyway, now the thing I am, like, upset about, I wouldn't even say it's upset, because I'm really not. Like, I've actually gotten to this weird phase in Pokemon where, yeah, I want to get my other Eevees, but I have one set goal. And if I reach that goal before my Eevee evolutions, which I highly doubt, but so I have a Magikarp, right?
Yeah.
And in order to evolve, because Magikarp only has one evolution, it turns into a Gyarados. It's kind of a running joke in the series, whatever. In order to evolve a Magikarp, you need 400 candies.
What? To evolve.
Yeah. Yeah. And
are you serious?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And currently right now I have 200.
I have not been paying attention to the Magikarps.
Yeah.
I was pissed about all the Pokemon that were like, you need 50 candies. I'm like, 50 fucking candies?
Magikarp needs 400.
Good
and I'm at 250 right now. And honestly, if I get to the point where I can evolve my Magikarp, I will then completely uninstall Pokemon Go because I will feel like...
You'll, like, accomplish what you need
to. I have this huge goal. Because, like, I thought all of them were, like, 50. And then I saw Magikarp, but I was like, I should have been able to evolve them forever ago. And then I saw the number, and I'm like, oh, because Gyarados, right? Yes. So I was like, that's my goal. And I'm halfway there. I'm a little bit over halfway. And I'm pretty excited about that. But that also means I sit by water all the time hoping to get Magikarps and get a whole lot of fucking goldie.
You just need to, like, roll down to, like, the Seaport District in Boston because they're, like, a dime a freaking dozen. Those and tentacles.
I don't have a tentacle yet.
I have, like, I had, like, seven.
I have a Dragteenie I caught and a bunch of fucking goldines. I got a Clefairy. I have a Clefairy.
I don't have a Clefairy. I have a Jigglypuff. I have a Goldeen. I have a Golbat. I have two Hypnos. I have
a Drowsy who I'm going to evolve into a Hypno.
I actually caught both of my Hypnos, which is funky. But I have a Drowsy that I'm probably going to evolve as well. I have a Psyduck. I have coffee.
I'm close to evolving my Psyduck.
But all that shit has, like, low CP, which makes me so sad.
But I got all the Pidgeys, so, like, I evolved a Pidgey to a Pidgeotto.
No, you didn't get all the Pidgeys, because I got all the Pidgeys.
I got enough Pidgeys to do the full evolution of the set, so now I just, whenever I get a Pidgey, I'm like, fuck that Pidgey. I have a Pidgeotto, I'm good.
I had
a Spearow. And I evolved my Spearow into its evolved form thing, the Pharaoh. I've always said it wrong. Pharaoh. I have one of those. I have a Haunter and a Ghastly, which I'm surprised at because I want a Gengar so bad. But anyway.
Ghastly.
I guess.
But I'm trying to, hold on. I'm trying to load my app because, like, I have some good ones that I, like, caught, at least for me. I'm still low level, though, because I pretty much only put...
I'm only level 10. I've been level 10 for, like, 2 weeks.
I'm level 9. I got a Weeping Bell.
I don't have a Weeping Bell.
That's got, like, 366 CP.
I have a Buzzdrill, or whatever he's called. The Beedrill.
Mm-hmm.
I have a Beedrill. I have a Metapod that I'm going to evolve into a Butterfree.
Yeah, I have a Metapod, too. I have a Vulpix. I have two.
You have a Vulpix? I want a Vulpix.
Yeah, I have a Vulpix that I
have caught. A Slowpoke and a Slowbro.
Yo, I caught the Vulpix when I was down in Miami. I have two Pidgeottos. I have one that's called Dat Pidgedo. Yeah, and then I have another one that's called Dispidgedo, because that's what you do. I have a Nidoran and a Nidorino.
Okay,
I have a Golbat. I got a Meowth. I got a Machop, I got a Growlithe, I got a Dodudo, I got
Where'd you get your Dodudo from?
Miami? No, I caught that when I was in Boston.
Oh.
Sandshrew, I caught that when I was in L.A. The Growlithe I caught in L.A. I caught a Diglett in L.A.
I can Diglett it.
I got a Jinx, I got a Seal.
I have a Seal.
I got a couple of Krabbies.
Have you gotten any of them from eggs, though?
I got a couple of Pidgeys from eggs.
Oh, stop.
That pissed me the fuck off.
It's like, damn it, I'm surrounded by...
And one of them was from a 5-kilometer egg. I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. It only had, like, 12 CP. I was like, oh, fuck you, Pidge.
Like,
you are
there was a video that I put on my Facebook, I want to say, like, earlier July. Someone made fun of, because you know the Pokemon rap from the anime and whatever?
Yes.
Someone was like, here's the one for Pokemon Go. And, like, it starts out the same, like, the whole song, and then I it goes, Pidgey! No, no, that's the opening song. The actual rapper, you rap out all the names of the Pokemon.
Oh, I don't know that.
It's at the end, and it's all like, I wanna be the best that ever was. Something, something, power, that's it, and then they name off the Pokemon. And it gets to that, it's like, Pidgey, Rattata, Rattata, Pidgey, Weedle, Pidgey, Rattatat, Rattatat. Because that's all you kind of get at the beginning. And it's pretty funny. Because I'm like, that is true now.
I mean, it is true. It's like every other Pokemon is a Pidgey or a Drowsy, at least for me.
But looking at mine, I have a Meowth who I haven't leveled. I have an Execute.
Ooh.
Yeah, he surprised me. I wasn't expecting to get that. I have my Vaporeon, but I leveled him. I have a Shellder that I got from water that I nearly fell in. I got so many Poliwags that I was able to evolve one of them into a Poliwhirl, and I'm almost close to the last evolution of that. I have a Vileplume that I just found one day.
I don't have one of those.
I have a Slowbro, I have a Venonat, I have a Cubone, I hatched him from an egg. I have, like I said, my Magikarp that I'm working on, and my Goldeen, and like 8 Pidgeys that I'm just gonna grind down. Got a couple of Krabbies, but I don't like to talk about that out loud.
You don't like to say that you got
Krabbies? I got Krabbies! And I have my Squirtle, who obviously was my starter.
My starter was a Bulbasaur, and I never did anything with him, because I haven't done like any gym battles.
Neither have I. And then I found out, like, a week after I started playing that if you don't pick any of those starters and you just walk away from them, you can get a fucking Pikachu.
Yeah, I found that out later, too.
And I was like, what the fuck, dude? Yeah. Whatever. So, and I have my Clefairy. But anyway, those are mine. And I have an egg that's about to hatch soon, but I don't know what's in it. I hope it's something good and not a fucking Pidgey, because I would throw my phone. But
I'm going to be a Pidgey.
I've decided that once I've leveled up my Gyarados, I mean, my Magikarp into an evolution, I'm done. Like, I love the idea of walking around, but I mean, this Pokemon Go is essentially Ingress, which was a game I talked about a couple of months ago that I just couldn't get into. Granted, this was a great way for me to, you know, get into it, and I do enjoy walking, but there are times where I'll be walking one of my dogs, and, like, I'll stop dead track to catch a Pokemon. And there have been people behind me, like, actively running or walking their dogs. And, like, they just get so angry that you're messing up their flow because you have to catch an animal that's clearly not there.
Right.
And, like, I've gotten some angry stares over it. And, I mean, granted, I'll walk at my office. And there's two gyms in my office location. And they're both Mystic, which is good because I'm Team Mystic. And I think I put on my Facebook a few weeks ago that I was in the bathroom catching catching a Magikarp while taking a dump, and I heard these three women, because obviously I'm in the women's room, all talking about how they were gonna go take over the gym over at 401. I said at 201, because they're all like Team Valor, and I'm like, are you kidding me? Really? Like you're just
Valor gonna roll for the win.
But
it's okay. It's cool.
Right. We're family and I love you.
I love you, but we're not on the same team. It's cool, though.
Fine.
Like, you do your journey, I'll do mine. It's all good. So,
Pokemon.
So, anyway, that's what I have to say about Pokemon. I want to talk very quickly about Suicide Squad. So, here's the deal, guys. I'm going to tell you right now. Hey, ready? I'm not going to spoil anything. Because I haven't seen it.
Okay, but
here's what I'm gonna say.
Did it suck some balls, Suicide Squad?
Because, you know, like, Marvel has been doing pretty well when it comes to the movies, as far as them selling very well and them being somewhat entertaining.
Uh-huh. Okay?
DC has been struggling a bit since Nolan's first Batman movie. I mean, because really, Dark Knight Returns, and like, nothing is as good as the one with the Joker. All right, moving on. Anyway, DC's been struggling with their Superman and Batman movies since. It's no big secret that the Batman vs. Superman did not turn out the way people expected. At SDCC, they showed a trailer for Justice League. And I gotta tell you guys, in all honesty, and, like, I'm a Justice League fan. Like, I have loved Justice League since I can't even remember as a kid, and even more so with Warner's animated Justice League and Justice League Unlimited. Like, I thought those were great animated series. If you haven't had a chance to check them out, you really should. But just the way that it's shot, it just seems like everyone seems to be going through this Deadpool thing where they're like, oh, it's okay, we can be an R-rated superhero movie now, and it's okay because people will go see it. We don't have to worry about being okay enough for people to bring their kids. And so that means that we can just say a lot of dirty words and be real dark and moody. And that's not what it means. Like, Deadpool's not dark and moody. Deadpool works as an R-rated movie because Deadpool, the character, is just an uncensored, unfiltered character. You can't do it right unless you do it that way. Batman is not a curse word flinging around killer. It doesn't make sense to me to have an R-rated Batman movie. Anyway, back to Suicide Squad. There have been a lot of people talking about the movie. I've been doing my damnedest to avoid anyone talking about details of the movie until I see it, because I don't want someone else's opinion of it framing the experience for myself. But I have seen, like, a lot of people saying, oh my god, and when I say people, I mean critics, it's not worth it, don't go see it, here's why you should see, like, anything else that came out this weekend versus Suicide Squad. Like I said, I've been avoiding those, but a friend of mine posted something on their feed, and I came across it, and his caption was just, WTF. And it's literally a screenshot of a review of the movie from Complex, you know, the magazine.
Right, yes.
That in one sentence is basically saying, oh my god, Suicide Squad is such a fucking waste of your time. Here's five other things you could do rather than see it. And then right next to that is a screenshot of another article from Complex that says, and it's using symbols for the U and the C, but fuck what you heard, Suicide Squad is amazing and here's why you need to see it. And they're both from Complex.
Because they're Complex, get it?
Okay. And so I was like, all right, this has to be bullshit. So I went to the site, because, you know, people got Photoshop. Because Photoshop's cheap as hell, okay? So I'm like, no, Complex can do it. But I found the two articles. Now, I don't know at this point if they've pulled down one or the other, but they literally did two completely opposing articles about seeing the same movie. Like, so again, here's what I'm going to say for anybody that is seeing superhero movies. If you're a fan and you're expecting a movie to be absolute canon, that's not gonna happen. It's never gonna happen.
Never gonna happen, never gonna happen.
Okay, like, even Deadpool, which Deadpool's a lot of fun, isn't strictly on canon. And that's okay. But what a superhero movie should be, is it should really, one, do a quick but good job of introducing the uninitiated to your character or characters so that they understand what the hell's going on and what their motivation is for, like, whatever they're gonna do in this movie. And it's a superhero movie, so there should be some really good action-y things going on, because the whole thing about superheroes that makes them awesome is that they do the hero thing. Right?
Right.
Okay, so it shouldn't be a movie of just people talking. Shit needs to blow up. There needs to be some catastrophes. Your hero needs to step up, be a hero. Multiple times. Superhero movie. Let's get some lasers going. Or ethereal shit. Let's get some blowed up going. Okay? Great. Thank you. So, I am reserving my judgment, and I hope that you will reserve yours until you see it. We will talk about Suicide Squad once Amanda and I have had a chance to see it, both of us, so we're not spoiling it for the other, because we should see it. We should see it.
Okay.
Maybe we should see it together.
Maybe. That might be...
Maybe that's what we do. Keep your reviews to your damn self. Don't be a douche. You know, if you enjoy it, you enjoy it. I think that, you know, I had a friend who, like, saw it as a midnight movie on Thursday, and I was like, it's a piece of shit, don't go. And then he saw it the next day, and he was like, okay, it's not a piece of shit,
It's just not the best.
It's not, like, earth-shattering, but it's actually kind of fun. And then the next day, after seeing it a third time, I was like, okay, fuck what I said. It's actually really fun, and you should see it. So, again, I think that's kind of coming to terms with, okay, this is not canon, this is not the books, this is, again, a live-action movie designed to reach mainstream. Okay? If you want super canon, read the books. Comics exist.
That's right.
The books.
You should know how to read.
Read the books if you want super canon. If you don't want super canon, see a DC movie or a Marvel movie. Because they can't fucking stay to canon to save their lives. Phoenix Saga. Yeah, I'm looking at you. So that's what I have to say. I think I got, like, all the big ones.
I think you did.
Off my shoulder. Those are the big ones. I mean, you know, as far as the Xbox S goes, like, if you don't have an Xbox One and you're like, oh, I think I ought to get one, like, now's the time to get one. It's smaller, it's cheaper, it's faster. Boom shakalaka. I mean, what more can I say?
I think you've said
enough. Oh, one more thing. I did create a custom controller, though, through the design lab for the Xbox One.
Oh?
Yeah. And I just turned my Xbox on.
You did it!
Damn,
I heard it.
I was doing so well.
Have you done the update where now you don't say Xbox, you say Cortana?
So here's the thing.
Don't.
So.
Don't.
My system keeps trying to get me to do that, and I'm like, no, good.
Don't do it, because let me tell you.
She
don't listen. And, you know, because we like to try things here at Frisco Villa, and, like, the Xbox was already kind of hard of hearing before. Like, the fiancé would be like, Xbox, turn on, and it wouldn't. And I'd be like, Xbox, turn on, and then it would turn on. Like, clearly, it's gotten used to my nagging voice as opposed to his nice one.
Right. Sure.
So it's kind of funny that it responds to me faster than him.
Okay.
So he went and he changed it. And now, literally, for, like, the last few days, I'm like, hey, Cortana, do this thing. Yep, that's me. It's like, yeah, I asked you to do something. That's me. Yeah. I know it's you. Do this thing, please. And it, nope.
No.
Not a thing.
No.
And then I'm just like, so now I have to sit here and resort to powering it on with the button because you got mad at the fact that it listened to me and now she listens to nobody. She's had it.
She listens to no one.
No one.
So yeah, so I have my system auto update, so I know that it's done it because it keeps flashing different things for me to tell her to do things and I'm like, no.
So no. I don't need to talk to her.
No.
I don't need to talk to her.
You know, I never disconnected my Kinect. And I don't think that I will, in all honesty. Just because I do want to do some motion games, and I'm hopeful that some things will pop back up. Seeing as how I don't have $3,000 just to blow on HoloLens right now.
Yeah, I know. I do. Let me dig that out of my ass.
Yeah,
right,
hold on. Let me just pull it out, like, right quick. Just
pull it out.
There we go. But I will say, I did do a custom controller for a couple of reasons, and I know you were like, hey, sis, you already have, like, 5 controllers. Hold on. I gotta take a step back. So I have my day one controller that I want to retire because I don't want to edge off the day one-ness, the specialist. Right. So I do want to retire that.
An elite one.
Yeah, my elite is my day-to-day controller. But you can't do custom elite ones yet. I'm hoping they change that because that would
be that's coming. Don't even play like you know it is.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, though. Like, it's one thing to customize and build an $80 controller, wireless controller, okay, which is $40 over what you would pay just to get a regular one, right? That's one thing, especially if you're going to do it for your kid or something. But an elite controller is already an expensive controller. When you add on customization, color customization, and the level of color customization they would have, because now you're talking like,
I just had the best idea.
Stop. So focus. So when you start thinking like all the pieces of the Elite controller, do you have one?
No.
Okay. So you really need
to. Am I fucking Shiba Inu bit off the rubber parts on our analog sticks on our Xbox Ones, so it's a pain in the ass to play games with them because they hurt. Because my dog's a cunt.
Well, I have a couple you could have.
Like, it's pretty sad that the fiance had to go
buy. When you come over to record 500 next week, you can take them with you.
Well, I mean,
because I have, like, a midnight, one of the, I think it's the Navy one?
Huh?
You know, they did the combat edition?
Yeah.
So I have one of those that I was gifted, and I have never even taken it out of the box.
Oh my god, yes, please, thank you. Because right now it's really bitchy to play games because our fingers hurt.
Yeah,
because
when you come over, you can just have it, because I haven't even taken that one out of the box.
Well, I was just thinking I would add some of the, like, two custom ones on our registries so that we could each have a custom one.
You should do that because people can gift custom ones. So
yeah,
the customization was, like, really easy to use. I built, I think, a pretty dope
controller. I saw yours and I was like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's, like, a really... That's well, it's really nice. Funny. When I was first putting one together, when I looked at it, I was like, I think I just built Rarity.
You did, as a controller.
And I didn't mean to, but I was like, I did, though.
I was at a party. I hate to curbtail you again, but I was at a one-year-old's birthday party. Obligation, but, you know, cute, whatever. And there were all these gifts with, like, Pinkie Pie on them. And all the dogs were like, which one is that one? Is that the one that becomes the unicorn thing? And I'm, like, getting angry.
Alicorn, but
yeah,
I'm
right,
aggressive.
Right, but I'm just saying, that's what they said in my mind. I'm like, one, it was an alicorn, because she was all of the ponies. Two, that is Twilight. That is Twilight Sparkle.
Not Pinkie Pie.
Pinkie Pie is all about the life of the party and friendship. How do you not know this?
Like, what is wrong with you people?
And I looked
really
at my...
simple.
And I looked down at my stomach. I'm like, don't worry, future baby. If you're female, I will never steer you wrong in the way of My Little Pony.
No.
You will know everybody and why they're important.
But My Little Pony is important right now, and so is Steven Universe. Like, Steven Universe
is my god!
Right now.
So, I've not seen, and I've been trying very hard to stay away from, like, Facebook and all the places that people like to talk about shit, because I would say we're probably one or two episodes behind where the general populace is.
Right.
And everyone's like, oh my god, did you see? I'm like, no. I want to come across it organically, so let's not.
Well, hurry up and then get on the episode. So anyway, I highly recommend, like, if you are in the market for an Xbox and you're in need of a new controller, definitely check out the Design Lab, because you can really make something really nice. And I have my gamer tag put on mine, so you have enough room to do that. And I have already heard of someone using the Design Lab to build a controller to actually propose to their girlfriend.
Oh, that's so good! Good job, nerds.
Very, very, very craftily, because you can have laser engraving done, and they give you enough characters to basically accommodate the longest gamer tag that you could have in the system.
Like, so dear blank name, I love you, will you please marry me?
Yeah, that doesn't work. So, because it sits underneath the Nexus buttons, so in between the analog sticks, that's where, in that small piece, that's where it will put the laser etching. So, very craftily, just said, marry me.
Oh, that's so good. What was it? I thought I saw an article a while ago where a guy, I think on the Mario Me Maker, made a level where he, like, literally in it.
I have seen the video, yeah.
I was like, oh my god, that is so good!
You know, the nerds, they're clever. So Design Lab is really easy to use, and you can create multiple designs and actually not buy a controller, and you can leave them in your gallery, and people can gift them to you. So if you wanted to create some sis of...
I might do that.
Like, and then you could be like, yo, peeps, just check it.
By the way,
just make sure that, like, you don't have six people buy you.
Right. It'd be like, look.
And end up with, like, a dozen of them.
I'll put in needs two. Once two have been bought, no more. Like, I'll just request.
But how do people know that they bought them? Like, I'd be
like,
oh,
people are going to have to learn how to talk to each other.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
Pokemon Go. See? Full circle.
Communication, people.
Communicate with people.
Fucking open your mouth and let words come out.
All right, last thing that we got to talk about, sis.
Mm.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Okay, well, for one, I have the shortest to say about it because I didn't get very far. So, I don't know if maybe I'm just, you know, I'm a Cancer and I get highly emotional about stuff. But, like, I don't like certain things, like people being assholes or, you know, hurting people, mass murder, animal cruelty.
Most people don't like those things. Most people don't like those things.
Right, right. But most people are like, man, I really... Man, I really don't like all this senseless murder. It makes me sad. Move on with your life. Me, I watch a series, and I mean, this has happened throughout history. Any animes that have always been dramatic, there's always that one episode where someone, like, hurts a cat or kills a dog or does something like that, and I'm like, what a fucking asshole. Who the fuck? That bird had nothing to do with nothing. Why'd you do, like, and I get
that
really
bird
worked
didn't
up.
Do nothing to nobody.
That, exactly. Like, that bird was just chirping in the tree and you threw a stick at, like, I don't like that stuff.
Right.
Granted, and I know in these series, like, they do that. It's a trope. It has its intended purpose, and it's very effective. And they play that song, and I'm the first one to that party. Like, I can't help it. I am just so naturally caring about stuff. And so the fiancé put on JoJo's, because we thought there was another episode of Steven Universe to watch, and there wasn't. So he put that on instead. And for my first impression was... The animation style really kind of left me feeling awkward. Like, you have these overly dramatic lines in the eye that really denote who's a good guy and who's a bad guy. And you can clearly tell by the jaggedness of the guy liner if a guy is evil or not in this series.
Oh, yeah, it's like Fist of the North Star.
Yeah, like very blatant good guy, bad guy. Like, big expressive eyes,
like,
good guy.
I like knowing my good guy from my bad guy.
I do. I like when they make it easy. But I was just like, okay, so strong visual that they clearly want you to know. Good,
bad
NPC. Like, they kind of make
right.
it pretty easy.
Right.
And I'm sitting there watching it, and it's all, like, you know, olden times and colonial and, like, regal, like, higher society type. And I'm like, I don't think I'm getting where this is going. And they're like, it's so dramatic and it's so over the top. And, like, you know, we play this game, like, if you can't get me in, like, the first three episodes, like, you can't get me.
Yeah.
And, like, here, and in the first episode, like, you meet JJ or JoJo. And he's kind of...
Jonathan, Joestar.
Right, I get it. But he's, you know who he's going to become. So it doesn't matter. Anyway.
That's why he's JoJo.
So
Jonathan
you meet
Joestar.
Right. I know. But you meet Jonathan, and he's a whiny brat, and he has no manners, and he slurps his wine, and he eats his steak like an animal, and his parents baby
him. He's privileged. His father, mother dead. He's a privileged,
like,
individual
and
who has not experienced anything in life.
Ever.
Really.
Right. Like, very highly sequestered, whatever, prissy baby boy, whatever. Has his dog, Danny.
He's a
like
dandy.
What? Yeah.
He's a dandy.
And he has his dog, Danny, who's like a Dane, a Great Dane. And it's very happy-go-lucky. And, like, then they introduce, like, these guys who were, like...
Oh, God, I know what your problem is. Go ahead.
Oh! And you see, like, this... They show the mask and the weird thing that it does. And I know it's significant somehow, but I'm not going to watch the show to find out.
You need to.
No!
You got to
no,
just...
Because...
Amanda,
no,
I'm going to tell you right now,
no.
Just, if you skip over episode 2, you'll be fine.
Ugh! Because literally, so like, they introduce the obvious antagonist.
Dio.
Who just wants to fuck everything for Jonathan. Like, I want him to have no friends. I don't want him to be happy.
He really has a grudge against the Joestar family and decides that JoJo, being the heir, is who he needs to really fuck with.
Oh, man. And does
he? In order to get his revenge.
Gets all the people in the town to, like, not trust JoJo, and, like, the girl he finally falls in love with and finally has some semblance of, like, a life, then kisses her before JoJo can kiss her, and it's all the drama, and then, like, it killed me, because at this point, like, you see this one where he's all like, that's all right, Danny, I know I always have you, and, like, he's gonna fucking take your dog and, like, hurt your dog,
yeah.
And then, like, the scene comes with the fucking butler, and he goes to, like, the incinerator, and he's like, oh, there's a box, a maid must have threw it out, didn't think to look in the box, like, come on, if I saw a box that I knew wasn't supposed to be out there, I would look to see, because it might be something good I could take for myself. You know, like, I'm kind of greedy like that. I will look. All the man had to do was look in the box. but oh, let me smoke this thing and then put this little fire in here. And then he hears the banging. And I'm like, oh my God, the dog is in there. The dog is in the dog. Danny, get him out, get him out, get him out. And I'm screaming at the TV like a lunatic. Because that is what I do. I don't know if you ever have me over, make sure it's something that I will not respond to. Because otherwise, I am that person who will yell at a TV. I don't do it at movies. I do it at home. I do it at home. And my fiance is just like, one, it's a show. They can't hear you. Two, you know, the dog's not real. And, like, my eyes are welling up with tears because, like, this guy has fucked this kid over who has done nothing to him, and he took the life of an innocent dog who had, like, kicked the dog. Like, he kicked the dog earlier in the episode. Yep. And I'm like, no!
Cartoon.
No!
But it's a drawing.
It bothered me.
It's not a real dog.
No. It'd be like Scooby-Doo. If someone kicked Scooby-Doo, people would be outraged in an episode. Well, you know what? I'm outraged over Danny. He did nothing wrong.
No, he didn't.
Pure innocent soul.
So JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is bizarre. Because Dio is sick. So the core of it is that the Joestar family actually has in their possession
the mask thing, right?
Yes, that it has the ability to grant its wearer unfathomable power and potentially
make them at the price of it, like eating their face, right? That's where the horny
Hold
things.
On.
I'm sorry. Obviously, something with great power has great
either
price.
Either you watch the series, or you just have to sit and listen.
Fine, I'll just sit and listen because I'm not watching it.
You just
not watch
episode 2, and you'll be fine.
No! So, wait, who else did they kill?
No.
There are no other animals, so who else is gonna get killed?
No, because 2 starts where 1 left off.
Yeah, no thank you.
With
no
the incinerator, so just
no
2.
No thank you.
And then that's it.
Okay.
Start
on episode 3.
Wait, everybody else, more people die. All right, so anyway, so let's get this. So Joe's family, which right now it is just his father and him. His mother passed away in a very posh house. Dio comes and has a grudge against the family and has decided that as the heir, he is going to destroy Jonathan, and basically leave him an empty shell before he's finally able to actually get what he wants, which is the mask and the understanding of how to activate it so that he can become the most powerful thing on the planet, because he had to grow up without and believes that ultimate power will allow him to seek his ultimate revenge against the world. That's what he wants. So he's just evil to his core. Some things happen. Dio learns that really the only way for him to get what he wants is he kind of has to play the game for a little bit, so he goes on this whole vent of where he decides that he's going to be Joe's friend, and they're going to live like brothers, and they do for years well into, like, their, you know, early 20s. And then Dio starts to gank his revenge. He poisons George, Jonathan's father, but Joe is able to realize what's going on and find an antidote, cure his father. He confronts Dio, and Dio does this whole tap dance about basically that he allowed himself to go down this evil path and he just wants some time to turn himself in, and actually what he's doing is he's trying to lure Giorgio closer to him so he can use this very specific knife to use his blood to enact the ritual that will engage the mask, because he now has the mask in his possession, so that he can become this powerful immortal. And what the powerful immortal is a vampire.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So that's why the mask attaches to the head and it has to be activated by blood. And
right, because during their fist fight that he was, like, Gio was going to take out this, like, blood, this knife and, like, shank JoJo before his father interrupted. Like, the mask is on the ground and in blood and, like, the spikes are kind of up and then, like, it stops.
Yep. That's what
I saw about. That.
Yeah.
Okay. So
he goes through the ritual, and he becomes immortal, and then that's where everything goes to hell, because, like, Dio starts ripping cops' heads off, and just the names of the characters, like, kill me. He comes into contact with this guy named E.O. Speedwagon. I was like...
like R.E.O. Speedwagon?
Exactly. I was like, you left off the R so you didn't get sued? Mm-hmm. Like, what's going on? So he has E.O. Speedwagon, and...
They're a great band,
He's basically... Truth. He basically becomes the right hand of JoJo because George throws himself between himself and Dio as Dio is trying to enact the ritual. So George dies with the knife to the back. JoJo believes that he has killed Dio because they have this massive battle in the house and it goes up in flames.
But he's an immortal now, right?
Yes, but the way that they have the fight and they fall, you have to watch, but he pierces the heart of Dio as they fall into the flames. Oh, okay. And on the statue that's in their
foyer, grand ball, yeah. Grand whatever.
Yeah. And you see a moment where Dio, like, screams and turns to ash. So you're like, well, he staked him. And he
staked him real good.
And he fell into the fire. So
I mean, that's like double death.
As far as vampires go, like, stake and incineration typically does it. But we learn that actually, no. Dio does survive that. And so the rest of it is JoJo encountering various people that teach him how to use his power through the years. So there's always JoJo. And so it becomes a period piece, and it goes through different periods. Okay. So you go from that colonial thing all the way up to, and I just started season 2, so I haven't gotten to season 3 yet, but season 3 is where you get into, like, the 90s and stuff, and so that's why the style changes and things like that. So JoJo's bizarre adventure is that through using his ripple power and meeting people that teach him how to use it, like, the Joestar continues through time, basically trying to battle Dio and kill his ass.
You know, I think it's kind of funny, because wasn't there a rock guy by the name of Dio?
Yes.
So, like, they're playing off of this music, rock, and
right,
stuff,
which is
here.
Why everybody is so dramatic looking.
And okay, like, well, now that makes
think
more
of it, like, Dio is like a hairband glam god. Like,
yes.
The fashion, yeah. The way that everyone's built, like, their delivery, everything is so dramatic. Like, that's what it is.
Well,
like, I get where you're coming from. Like, just skip. You know what? For you, Amanda, just start at episode 4. Just go straight to 4. Okay? Don't even worry about the introduction of Zeppeli. You'll actually understand him better, I think, if you just go to 4. Just go to 4. Stay at 4 and go up. Don't go back. Just go to 4 and go forward.
I'm just gonna,
Don't watch the recap ones, because there's, like, a season one that's...
No,
like the
where they pretty much show you all the horrible things.
Don't, just skip that. So just watch plain vanilla season one from episode 4.
Totally,
then
okay.
Skip season one recap.
Yeah.
Which is the 3 movies.
I'm probably
and
not,
then go to just straight to season 2,
going.
And you'll be fine. Because you'll actually re-enjoy it.
Because here's my thing.
So
like I said earlier, I don't normally have a problem with this stuff, especially because if the series falls for
it. Like, it's the dog. Like, even I was like, why the fuck did you kick the dog? Like, there's no reason to do that. Like, being a servant.
Right. Well, I mean, no.
At least that could be like, you're a dick to people. Like,
I mean,
you have to be a special kind of asshole to be a dick to an animal.
Right. And I mean, that's the point. They wanted to establish that he was bad
news. He was a special kind of asshole. I get that.
I think just for me, because, I mean, I've seen series where horrible things happened. I watched Blood Sea, like, Blood Plus and Blood Sea, where literally people just got completely obliterated in that series, and, like, I didn't bat an eye. I thought it was awesome.
Dude, you've watched Elfin Lied. I mean,
right.
Come the fuck on.
And I wasn't bothered by that.
Yeah.
But...
That's fucked up.
I mean, and there have been other series where, like, it's a highly dramatic series, and this person's completely scarred because their mom went insane and then took their puppy and put it in the washing machine and killed it. And then you're like, wow, mom, you're fucked up. Like, what the hell? And, like, and it's all a ploy and they're trying to get, but this just came out of nowhere with, like, no, you didn't see, they gave you the reason. Like, he was planning to, you know, take out this family or whatever. Okay. It just didn't feel justified at this time. Like, this had been properly built up. I think when I still would have felt this way. But I would be like, all right, they're just trying to... It was too quick for me. Too quick. So I was like, what the fuck is that? And I can't.
Yeah, because it's like
it.
Over the top rock opera. Like,
couldn't do it.
That's what it is.
And it's
so
really
anyway,
kind of bad.
There are three seasons of JoJo's available. You can pretty much see it anywhere. It's on Hulu. It's on No, it's not on Funimation. It's on Hulu, and then you can get it on Crunchyroll as well. So, you know, if you're looking for something that's just really kind of nonsensical, but heavy drama, and extremely stylized, like, it's worth seeing. And I think that you're going to see a shit ton of JoJo cosplay at conventions coming. Just saying. You're going to see it. Shit ton of it. So be prepared. That and the new Voltron. But we'll talk about that on another podcast episode. Maybe episode 500 that we're taking.
No.
Next week.
500 is going to be a really streamlined. Fleshed out show.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. This is us. There's going to be some Voltron talk. Let's be real. All right.
Maybe for you guys.
So.
Not for me.
Oh, you need to get on that on Netflix. Is that anyway. Make sure that you check out our podcast. You can get it on our website, electricsisterhood.com. You can also get the podcast in iTunes, either on the desktop application or on your iOS device through the podcast application. Just search for Eshcast and subscribe. That'll make sure that as soon as we put a new episode out on the web, you can get a hold of it. Make sure that you check out our show as well as the other shows that are part of our network. That's B3Crew.com with No Borders, No Race. Smash Rook with
Hamsterman
every Wednesday. Fantastic stuff on Twitch. Hamsterman2049. Phil the Issues Guys with Phil's Recap and Review over at IssuesProgram.com. Also on YouTube. Find it. Subscribe to it. Be part of the live recap shows and check out his archive. The shows are fucking hilarious, guys. You really, really need to check them out. I absolutely love Phil and everything that he's doing, so make sure you check out Phil's Recap and Review. And always, the Nerd Crave team, which will be fam for life. Make sure you check out nerdcrave.com. Like I said, next week is episode 500, and we are going to have a great group of guests on, people that we love from the industry, and we're just going to be talking about this podcast thing and why we do it and why we love it and why we love you guys for supporting us and games and shits and giggles and 10 years of us talking about games and random stuff. What could be more fun?
My God, 10 years.
Right? So make sure that you check out that episode next week. Tell your friends, if they're not down with Esh, now is the time. Subscribe, leave a review in iTunes. Find us on every freaking place that you can get podcasts. That includes Stitcher Radio, Google Play, Vogue Network, every podcast search engine on the planet. Subscribe. Like, now is the time, because next week's episode is going to be dope.
Shower us with your praise, for we deserve it.
Tell us that you love us. Tweet us. Leave us
You're messages. Tearing me apart, internet.
You know, hey, feel free. Record, you know, a video on YouTube or whatever and tell us. Or send us an MP3 and be like, here's my words of congratulations. Like, I don't care. Just let us know, you know, what 10 years of Esh has meant to you, and we'll share some of those on the podcast. You can even just tweet us or hit us up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/landofesh, and leave us a message. Be like, this is what I think about you guys. And, you know, maybe we'll read some of them during the podcast. And so you'll be immortalized. You'll have, like, 5 seconds of fame. That's, like, one less second than on Vine. Come on, dudes.
Right, yeah.
Like, so easy. So hit us up on Twitter at ESH News. Engage with us on Instagram at ESH News. And like I said, at facebook.com/landofesh. Hit us up. Let us know. And join us next week for episode 500. As always, I am Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Until next week, guys.
See you later, alligators.
In a while, crocodiles.